Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Helpline. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
It's Mario Bush.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Mario. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Again, Mario, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Did you already have an attorney helping you with this matter?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you haven't signed any paperwork, nothing like that, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, was it your baby, niece, nephew, anyone that was diagnosed with NEC?
One more time, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, was your baby diagnosed with NEC?
Do I have my baby diagnosed with NEC? That's what you asked me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. My son.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. What injuries does your baby currently have? Is there any long-lasting injuries?
Not now, but back then, it was liver problems.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you have the medical records showing the proof of the diagnosis?
No, ma'am, not in my possession.
Okay, but the hospital has them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when was it that your baby was diagnosed?
One more time, I couldn't hear you.
When was your baby diagnosed?
December, like the third week in December, 2015,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Right now.
And was your baby diagnosed with NEC after being fed formula?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long was your baby on the formula before the diagnosis?
You said how long was he on the formula?
Mm-hmm. Before he was actually diagnosed. Yeah.
Yeah, like 14 or 15 days, something like that.
Okay. And where was it that your baby was diagnosed?
Huntsville Hospital.
What hospital was that, I'm sorry?
Huntsville Hospital? Huntsville Hospital.
Okay, and where was this Huntsville Hospital? What state?
Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I do see the Huntsville Hospital in Huntsville, Alabama on Sively Road. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was this the same location where your baby was born and diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what type of formula was your baby being fed? Do you remember?
The formula is Similac. Okay. It's Similac NeoSure or something like that.
Okay, the Similac NeoSure. And Mario, are you yourself and your baby, are you both citizens of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know at how many weeks your baby was born?
Almost like 7 months, so I'm with this. 30 weeks or something like that.
Okay, about 30 weeks. Okay. And was he diagnosed in the same stay as when he was born, or did you guys leave the hospital and then come back?
It was like the same stay.
Okay, the same stay. And when was he born?
December 5th, 2015.
Okay, December 5th, 2015. How old is he right now? About 9?
11. I mean, I'm tripping with my other son, yeah.
No worries. Do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. perfect. And do you know if any other friends or family also were given the formula and maybe affected?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, that's good to hear. Now, your baby, can you confirm their gender for me?
Male.
Male, perfect. And how is his first name spelled?
D-O-R-T-E-Z.
Okay, so first name is D as in door, O-R, T as in Tom, E.
No, C as in cat, Cortez.
Okay. Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-Z as in zebra, that was the first name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Cortez, and what about a middle name? Does he have one?
No, ma'am.
No middle name. And how about last name? Is he a Bush as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And does he have any suffix to his name?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know his social?
Not the hard. The last four?
Yeah, the last four would be fine.
I know that. 8051.
Okay, so that was 8051. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I have email here as gettyg336@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have the primary phone number as 256-653-9529. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have your primary address as well?
Do you have it? You need my primary address? Or are you saying you got it?
No, I'm asking for it. I don't have it on file yet.
What is it? Okay, 2301.
Mm-hmm.
Old Blue Spring Road.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment G5. Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay, and that was G as in George, the number
G.
5?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. G5. Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so
35810.
Okay, I have 2301 Old Blue Spring Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810, and that was apartment G5. Is that
uh-huh.
right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am.
Just 1 second. Okay, and what is the mother's full name as listed on her birth certificate?
Jesse Bush.
And how is Jesse spelled?
J-E-S-S-I-E.
Mm-hmm. And then Bush as well, B-U-S-H.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And was there any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And remind me, he was born premature, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know he was born in Alabama. Was he diagnosed while in the NICU?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know when they took him to the NICU? Was this right away when he was born?
Yes, ma'am, pretty much. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you remind me, you said he was born the 5th of December of 2015?
You said December the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when was he released from the hospital?
One more time, I can't hear you.
When was he released from the hospital?
I want to say possibly January of 16.
Okay. Around January of 2016. No worries. And what is his full name as listed on the birth certificate? Was that just Cortez Bush?
No, matter of fact, I think it was February. Okay. Now that I think about it, it was February of 2016.
Okay, okay. February 2016.
Like the first week of February.
Mm-hmm. And again, his full name as listed on the birth certificate, that would just be Cortez Bush?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And do you know how much he weighed when he was born?
He said, how much did he weigh?
Yeah.
That's what's a freak, like 3 pounds. 3 pounds and like 2 ounces or something like that.
Okay. And when did he stop being fed the formula?
I think he was on it for like about 3 weeks or something like that.
Okay. So like end of December?
Yeah, something like that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And remind me, you said it was about 14, 15 days that he was on the formula and then he was diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was he fed the formula in the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did he start feeling symptoms, what did you guys notice? Was it any vomit, bloody stool, tender belly, anything like that?
Yeah, like bloody stool and like green vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And like blood stool and green vomit pretty much.
Okay. Did he have any low body temperature, trouble breathing or any heart rhythm problems, constipation?
Probably trouble breathing. I don't know when I know temperature. It's been a while. Probably no breathing and stuff like that.
Okay. I see. And what treatments did he go because of the diagnosis? Did he get any surgeries, antibiotics? What treatment did he receive?
I know they stopped feeding him this formula and like gave him some kind of therapy, like some nutrition therapy or something.
Okay.
And put him on oxygen and
okay, he was on assisted ventilation.
Like some vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when was the last time that he got treatment for this? Was this like around February of 2016, or when was the last time that he got that nutrition?
Yeah, probably around about February or the end of January.
Okay. I'll put around the very beginning of February just as an estimate of 2016. Does that sound okay to you? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, just 1 second. Now, do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed or treated him?
The doctor's name?
Mm-hmm.
Bryant Lale.
Okay, Dr. Bryant, and what was the last name?
Lale, L-A-U-E.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I do see Dr. Bryant Lale, and he is based out there in Huntsville, Alabama. Okay. And was he the same doctor that treated Cortez as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And do you remember if there were any abdominal surgeries performed or if Cortez experienced a swollen belly with discoloration on there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember any bell staging? Did they mention if it was stage 1, 2, or 3, anything like that?
I can't recall nothing like that.
Okay, that's okay. And how is Cortez doing now? Is he, does he have any ongoing challenges? Anything you'd want to mention?
No, ma'am. He seems pretty fine for the moment, but sometimes he has like constipation problems every now and then. But I guess that's normal. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's really, really good to hear that he's doing great. Great. So that we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind, Mario?
I guess my girlfriend, maybe.
Okay. And what was the name?
Patrice Lewis.
Okay. Patrice Lewis. And what was their phone number?
Two five six two two six 2019.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and before I do submit this, Mario, I did want to go over your information very briefly. I have Mario, M-A-R-I-O, last name Bush, B-U-S-H. Did you have a middle name?
Lavelle.
Okay, L-A-V-E-L-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your marital status?
Single.
Can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Male.
Male. And what was your date of birth?
April 25th.
Okay. April 25th.
1982.
Perfect. And what was your social?
Like you want the last four or you need the whole social?
The full.
The full?
Mm-hmm.
You said a full, ma'am?
Yes.
427?
Mm-hmm.
475569.
Okay, again, that was 42.
Yeah! I'll get my child. One more time.
Yeah, no worries. Again, it was 427-475569. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And remind me, this Patrice Lewis, what was the relationship?
That's my girlfriend.
Okay. And does she live with you?
No, ma'am. I'm currently, like, out of town working.
Okay. No worries. Is there an address I can take down for her?
I'm not sure her address.
Okay, no worries. Okay, perfect. So what I am going to do now is I'm just going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And this DocuSign is just giving the attorneys permission to go ahead and pull the medical records for Cortez. Do you want this sent to your email, text messages? Do you have a preference?
Email.
Okay. Email. Again, I'm going to verify information super briefly. I have Mario spelled M-A-R-I-O, middle name L-A-V-E-L-L-E, last name Bush, common spelling. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your address is 2301 Old Blue Spring Road, Northwest, and that's in Huntsville, Alabama. Remind me, you said that was apartment G5?
G, yeah, as in goat, yeah.
Okay. Apartment G5. Okay. And then I have a date of birth as December 5th of 2015 for Cortez. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, just one second. Bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just sent that. Let me know when you see that pop up in your email, okay, Mario?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then if you have any trouble signing, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. Press start.
Yeah, and then anywhere where it's yellow is just going to have you tap on those fields.
Press finish at the end?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I did just receive that, Mario. Now you're going to receive a text message from me. It's going to have my contact information, the law firm's contact information. I wouldn't recommend reaching out to them within the next 48 hours. It does take a while for them to receive the paperwork and get you in their system. But if you have any questions, you can always reach out to myself, and I'd be more than happy to assist. Before I let you go, Mario, do you have any other questions for me?
You said you finna text me your contact information?
Yeah, that's right.
And wait 48 hours or something, so?
Mm-hmm. It'll say it in the text message as well. If you have any questions, you can reach me.
Okay.
And then they're going to be giving you a call to verify some information. And then after that, if you have any case-related questions, you can give them a call.
But you said they're going to give me a call to go with some additional information?
Yeah.
Do you know when? Because I don't. Try not to miss the call because I'm like in between be working in class and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure of when. I know it
okay.
is within the next 48 hours. They'll give you a call.
Okay.
If they do miss you, they'll call back. If anything, you can always give them a call.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for your time again, Mario. I hope you have a good one, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.